It is 6:09. I'd like to call this meeting of the Board of Trustees for the town of Grand Lake to order. Thank you very much. If you would, please stand with me and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Under announcements, first off, I would ask that everybody please silence your phones during the meeting. And if you have any conversations that are not with the board, if you would, please take them outside. At this time, I would like to turn the floor over to Trustee Bjorkman for a special announcement.
Yes, very special announcement. Please announce tonight, Mr. J.T. Rice. He is working on his merit badge in Boy Scouts for citizenship and community. And he asked me a few questions earlier today to learn about what we do. And one of his assignments is to listen in on at least one debatable issue we're going to have tonight. And I said, "Help me, honey." So anyway, so J.T., welcome. 269, 261, and Roswell, Georgia. So anyway, welcome. Welcome to Grand Lake. You guys are awesome. And this is my mom, Andrew. Thank you. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
We don't have to spend a whole night.
Thank you. You will notice that all of our trustees are currently present at the table. If I would, I'll ask the clerk to please call the roll call if there are any conflicts of interest.
Trustee Bjorkman, any conflicts?
No.
Trustee Southwick, any conflicts?
I would like to disclose that I am a bookkeeper for the Jackson Gallery Marjorie. And she wrote letters before, so I don't believe I have a conflict of interest.
Thank you. Trustee Aronson, any conflicts?
No problem.
Thank you. Trustee Bruton, any conflicts?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Trustee Calvin Braley, any conflicts?
No conflicts.
Mayor Pro Tem Landy?
No, ma'am. Thank
you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have none.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next item is for public comment. This is unscheduled public comments. Comments are limited to 3 minutes. This time is reserved for members of the public to make a presentation to the board on items or issues that are not scheduled on the agenda. The board will not discuss or debate these items, nor will the board make any decisions on items presented during this time. Rather, the board will refer the items to staff for follow-up. If a member of the public wishes to comment regarding items on the agenda, time will be allocated at the beginning of each non-quasi-judicial item. For items of a quasi-judicial nature, time will be allocated during the public hearing conducted for the item. So what I would like to do at this time is ask if any members of the public, please come up to the dais one at a time, state your name and where you live, and 3 minutes is yours.
Good evening, trustees. Andy Murphy. I live at 228 County Road 442. My business is located at 1030 Lake Avenue, Green Bay. I'm with Mountain Batteries, and the first thing I want to do is publicly thank you for approving a 5-year lease for my business to continue operating. It's been here for 10 years, and the next 5 will hopefully be good for us and good for the town. So thank you for that. Secondly, I want to keep this here, and I want to thank he and his crew. This is my 11th year down on the lakefront, and last year and this year, the ongoing daily maintenance has improved drastically. The look down there is awesome, and I personally want to thank Keith and his crew for taking care of the lakefront for us. As you know, it's a major attraction for our town. Grand Lake is a beautiful mountain town, but we're not for Grand Lake Lake. A lot of people would not even come. So, thank you for that. So, moving on, I'm just going to make some, this is food for thought, if you will. And these are not necessarily original ideas or new ideas. I just want to bring you a look once again. First item is suggesting that the town expand the marina enterprise to include the entire lakefront, which is owned by the town. This will free up considerable funds to renovate the yacht dock and the lakefront boardwalk and additional areas down there. Since I do spend every day of the week also around there, I will tell you, there's probably as much traffic on the yacht dock and the boardwalk down there as there is a county. And yet, and this is not criticism of Keith because they patched a few rotten boards, but in the 10 years that I have been here, the yacht dock and the boardwalk down there have seen no major improvements. It's deteriorated to the point of almost being dangerous. A couple years ago, someone actually hit their foot from the yacht. So we have a lot of money sitting in the enterprise fund with the marina, and I think that would be a very good use for it if we could expand that enterprise fund. Secondly, we have a housing shortage for our seasonal help. So I would suggest that we explore the construction of dormitory-style housing, probably put somewhere like the baseball field next to the Grand Lake Center so it's easily accessible to town building employees. While our space is a great idea, 20 or 30 units is a good price. We need a lot more than that, and if we don't have employees, our businesses are going to probably rot and not survive. And the tax revenue that they generate, which keeps the county down, is going to diminish the city. So housing is a major issue, and it needs to be something on a grander scale than our space. And we have the land to do it, and hopefully we can get the grant money and such to make it happen. And lastly, I'd consider changing the legal status of Grand Lake from a statutory town to home rule.
Thank you, sir.
The reason for my up.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Who would like to be next?
Judy Tumblin, 771 County Road 464. I'm here on behalf of the Grand Lake Chamber. Memorial Day parade was the Chamber's first one since COVID. It went very well. And we had a wonderful group of participants along with our honored veterans. But we must address one issue. As part of the parade insurance, which has doubled in cost since 2019, we require applications to be filled out and signed by each group that will be participating. I received an application from Middle Heart Rodeo for their Royal Court of Two. Trustee Southway and her group with horses chose to join in with them and did not notify me the parade coordinator. As far as I can see from the Middle Heart Rodeo website, neither Trustee Southway or her group sit as a board member on the Middle Park Rodeo website. And as far as I can see, do not participate with them. Of all the participants in a parade, the highest probability of an incident is typically with horses. I spend all day on Sunday before Memorial Day organizing the applications to have the announcements correct and to appease our special insurance provider. Parade applications are free, were available many weeks prior to this event, and were available at the parade to be completed for fill-in, for walk-ups, or write-ups. If there have been an accident with a participant that did not fill out an application and turned it into the chamber, the chamber, as well as the town insurance coverage for that event, could have been voided, and we could have been potentially liable for any damages. By the way, Ernie, Trustee Bjorkman, thank you for your wonderful job emceeing and for ad-libbing with those extra horses. From George Orwell's Animal Farm, all animals are created equal, but some are more evil. Trustee Southway, this is not the only time your group has participated without a completed application. The mindset of this is the way we have always done things in the past, but it has to stop. It makes our community vulnerable, and we cannot take any more risk, especially in this post-COVID and the wildfires that Grand Lake has experienced this last year. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Who's next?
Mike Tompkins, 310 Lakeside. I have a business across the street at 1000 Grand Avenue, Rocky Trust Company. So two subjects tonight, and in honor of Scott Rice, they'll both be controversial. The first meeting back since the recall, I just want to say that I know people on both sides of the recall. I am friends with people on both sides of the recall. I'm fond of them. Both sides have contributed greatly to Grand Lake and to Grand County and to Rocky Mountain National Park. And although it's my fervent hope that the recall fails, more importantly, and the reason I'm speaking tonight is I hope after the recall, whatever the outcome, we can maintain our sense of community and still greet each other politely on the street, and we still discuss our disagreements respectfully. Item number two, I'm opposed to the petting zoo, the real controversial issue here tonight. And as I said, I have a business. People will be eating delicious food and drinking refreshing drinks, and I prefer that it not be a few feet away from the animals, no matter how cute and all they're cute. And people smarter than I will discuss the wisdom of having animals surrounded by a national park at night and those issues, so I won't address those issues. But just, I am very pro-business. I want new businesses. I know that 50% of restaurants fail, and I think my chance of failing will vastly increase if my guests have to eat food near a petting zoo. Thank you.
Thank you. Who would like to speak next?
Thank you. My name is Carlin Dornbush. I live at 908 Park Avenue. A couple items here. First, you know, I don't think anybody knows what the status is of the public vote docs. I haven't seen anything publicly available. It's just been kind of unpacked and trying to understand what's actually happening there. What we see is people docking in other areas out there that they probably shouldn't be docking in, jumping off boats so they can go to the bathroom. It looks pretty unsafe. You've got a small dock where we can, you know, launch our boats, which is great. I know there was an incident with one of the pylons or posts Saturday night. You guys repaired that really fast. Thank you very much. That's great. But those docks, you know, certainly aren't adequate. We are seeing rental pontoons pull up there and just kind of auger into the ground and then let people off and so they can go to the bathrooms there because they have found out there's public bathrooms. So I think we're starting to see, you know, with a lot more people here, there's becoming more and more issues in safety and how people are addressing not having the public docks. So I don't know if something can be done temporarily, the swim docks, to put bumpers on there, or to monitor that area, to allow people to get on and off, but there really is no other place for people to get off and go to bathrooms, unless they're on their boat. So please take that as some attention that many of us voters feel like that needs to be addressed. Secondly, being a homeowner on Park Avenue, I'm really struggling to figure out what the plan is. I have a plan for 2019, I have a plan for 2020, but I don't know if that's the plan that we're trying to execute now. It would be good to know. I wish that was more publicly available and we kind of understood what's actually going to happen. So I think transparency from the board would be greatly appreciated as well. If you guys, if you have a project plan, put it up there. I mean, we understand it may change, but we don't even know what where we are right now in the plan. And other neighbors there have kind of the same issue. I'm speaking on behalf of Kevin Crum, who's at 931 Park Avenue, which has been a significant excavation there on that corner. I know he's talked to several of you about that excavation. He has historic property there and is very concerned about the landscape shifting underneath of that property and what would be done. So I know he hasn't seen a detailed plan. There was one a couple of years ago. I don't know where that is now or if that's going to be the same plan that we're going to execute on now. So on his behalf, he and I would both appreciate having that information as well. So once again, more transparency, please. We love being here. It was a great parade, absolutely. Thanks for doing that, and keep up the great work. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Can you clarify your last name for me?
Yeah, Dornbush, D-O-R-N, B as in boy, U-S-C-H.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Good evening. My name is Jim McComb. I am at 768 County Road 4980. I'm going to ask the town board for something that I don't have a right to, and that's the issue. It's not 1985 anymore. It's 2021. I'm here asking that the town board begin the home rule process as quickly as possible. Some of the board brought this as part of your election platforms. I'm addressing the community of Grand Lake, not the town of Grand Lake. Many of the people in this community work, own businesses, volunteer with our community organizations, worship, and put a lot of tax dollars into the coffers of Grand Lake. They'll be part of the, decisions made by the town affect us, and it's time we add some input. This will benefit the community in multiple ways. First, tax dollars for lodging will no longer leave town and go to the county. They'll be a part of the revenues that support our community, and they're expensive as we know. The election process will be more encompassing, bringing a larger electoral pool to choose from while mitigating situations that we're currently experiencing with the mayoral recall based on the input of a few. It is so frustrating that people feel they have no input when issues do affect them. I'm willing to volunteer to serve on a committee as required by law to help write a charter for the community of Grand Lake. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Not hearing any, I'd like to move to the next item, which is consideration to approve the meeting minutes dated May 10th, 2021. It's on page D2 in your agenda. Are there any members of the public that would like to comment on this item? I'll look to the board then for further action.
Brian, I'd like to make a motion.
Yes, sir.
To approve the minutes for May 10, 2021.
We have a motion.
Can I have a correction?
Yes.
I guess it's more of an addition.
And then we can discuss. So we have a motion and a second by Trustee Burton and discussion by the board. Trustee Sapp.
It's not a big correction. I think this meeting where we decided that we're going to start keeping track of four directions and that any four direction that when there's four direction given in the workshop or the evening meeting, that the mayor would be captured.
Right.
And so I just would like that reflected in that under the future items. consideration, and maybe change that title to future items for consideration and board direction, so that it encompasses both. Does that make sense to you?
Trustee Griffin, your motion?
Yeah, I totally agree.
So we would like that to say future items for consideration and future board direction and board direction.
And I think
it's perfect. Okay.
I still think the motion will be.
You accept that? Thank you. Trustee Griffin, thank you. Please call the board.
Yes. Trustee Calvin Braley?
Aye.
Trustee Southwick?
Aye.
Trustee Arnson?
Aye.
Trustee Bjorkman?
Aye.
Trustee Bruton?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Landy?
Aye.
Mayor Cudron?
Aye.
Thank you.
Motion passes. Thank you. The next item are financials, and it is consideration to approve the accounts payable for June 2021.
I should have had a point with the town treasurer first, but I get off into the walls with absolutely no knowledge of what's happening there. So you all have accounts payable in your packet. Is there any questions? Please ask, and I will try to answer them. If not, I need a motion to approve our AP.
Just a moment. Are there any comments from the public on this item? Thank you. I will hear consideration to approve the accounts payable for June 2021.
I move that we approve the accounts payable for June
14th. Okay. Do you have a motion?
Yeah.
Second by Trustee Arnson. Please pull the board.
Can I
don't know if this is the place to add. Can we start getting a copy of the credit card statement in our board copy? When it, I guess, the credit card comes, like, once a month. Just so that we have all the information
and credit card as well. Yeah,
and I believe
that
you break that out, so
it
could be
the same. Well, I can't imagine it's not broken out.
Yeah, it's not broken out in the AP, so.
But it might be. Yeah. I mean, we look at even smaller checks, but we don't ever see this how it's been. So it's just
an additional expense ledger that would be added for more details.
Certainly.
That's not a problem.
And I think it would be. We'll make sure to check that with our treasurer for the next time.
our treasurer elect, is that your problem?
Right. So we do have a motion, we have a second, and we have
an addition,
which will include credit card expenses. So if I would ask those who made the motion and the second, if you're accepting of that.
Trustee Bruton?
Aye.
Trustee Bjorkman?
Aye.
Trustee Arnson?
Aye.
Trustee Southwick?
Aye.
Trustee Calvin Braley?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Landy?
Aye.
Mayor Cudron?
Aye.
Thank you.
Motion passed. The next two items on the agenda are cash and investment account balances for April 2021 and sales tax reports. Those on page 29 and 860, their continuation. From our financial line item.
Now, no action needs to be taken on these. I would like to point out, though, that the revenue for the statements only reflects revenue received in January and February. It doesn't include March or April. The expenditures include all the expenditures due April. So our current fund balance is different from what you see in this April account. The sales tax at the end, those charts, and we haven't broken it down by industry yet for this meeting. We always will in the future, and encourage it. Those reflect our income, sales tax income through the end of March. Or no, through the end of April. We don't have March or
May.
We don't have May. We have March, we don't have May. So, you guys get tax numbers approximately 39 days after the end of the reporting period. As you can see, when we get down to the sales tax numbers, it's been a pretty crazy year so far. 4 months into the year, traditionally four of our slowest months, and we are up combined between 4 and 1% funds, almost 240,000 miles, which is would have been a good month for us in years past. And seeing what's been happening over the last couple of months, I do not expect that to change.
And then with our new treasurer and our finance and a new financial trustee, we can expect that our next report would have a consolidated report from the financial trustee,
yeah,
as well as all of those revenue statements.
I'll talk about that in the manager's report. Any questions on the finance?
Questions from the trustee? Thank you.
Our spending is the spending picture, where we were expected to be a little bit lower, and our income is significantly higher. So, if we were a business, we'd be getting $3.
Did we do the video and microphone system?
Not yet, but hopefully within the next couple weeks.
I'm hoping so. Michael's is having staffing issues, and our equipment was on back order, so we're just waiting for them to have the time and the manpower to get out here and install it. Live stream is our goal. Yes.
We're not live streaming this because we tried to do it broadcasting on the laptop before, and it just
terrible.
Did not work. So as soon as we have the new equipment and audio, it'll be a very different experience for people who want to see what's happening in the meetings.
And I would like to see that we hopefully have a staff person that will be managing that side while our clerk is managing the live side to make sure that both of them do a really good job. Any other financial questions? Thank you. The next item on our agenda is appointment of a town treasurer.
This is a year required. The board is required to appoint town treasurers along with various other staff positions. After interviewing several people, we hired Jason Jackson. And Jason, if you can come up to the podium, introduce yourself, and tell us a little bit about yourself. The town is phenomenally lucky to get someone as qualified and talented as Jason in this job. It's, as I told my wife, when you bury your MBA at the University of Chicago on the third page of your resume, you know it's a pretty impressive resume. So, Jason, if you introduce yourself.
With a lead up like that, I'm not sure what exactly to say next. Thank you, Mayor, trustees, town manager, and members of the public. I grew up in a small town. I don't think I told you this. I grew up in a town of about 7,900 people in just outside of Chicago, about an hour and a half outside of Chicago, where I grew up in very, definitely modest upbringing. Parents were both public school teachers. I lived in the Midwest for a couple decades, and I think what John was referencing is I've gone through top business school in finance. I worked in for about 25 years, roughly, since that time, in large corporate finance positions, small companies. I started two companies. Run here in Colorado, I've known for about 12 years. One of them was co-running with my wife, that was a flower shop. I, of course, ran a financial. She got to pick pick the arrangements and see what was best. But that's put together somehow. We are one household, and the best flower floor arrangements you can imagine. For there was the one in the kitchen and the one in the bathroom. So she did that, and I did that for a number of years. I think as it relates to this position, a couple other specific strengths that I can offer are, one is that I've worked for, as a business consultant for a not-for-profit lender in the Denver metro area called Colorado Enterprise Fund. I've worked directly with hundreds of business owners that are all small business owners. We don't, as a not-for-profit, that organization supports business owners that are just starting out, that are among the ones I think you heard earlier that are, they have a 50% chance of failure. And that's, unfortunately, that's been part of my role in the past, is working with the business owners that fail and realizing there's a lot of challenges there. Another one or two positions, I've worked on the public sector side with in an educational system for a number of years with fund accounting, where I tracked funds that were provided to the by the state to the educational organization and had to be used and accounted for specifically for specific purposes. One of the more complicated ones was in the state of Utah, where the state of Utah gave in the area of $5 million to one of the six schools that I ran, and those funds had to be used only for specific purposes, and when there was an audit of if the funds were used correctly, I was the person who was audited. So I can bring that experience to bear as well. Finally, I taught finance and business management at the University of Colorado Denver for 6 years now, so I've got an undergraduate and graduate level, and that's really given me the opportunity to see the next generation. You know, it's really very uplifting to see how interested they are in what they can do next, and how they can give back, and how they want to grow, and what they want to know about all the different industries that I work in. So those are the areas I wanted to specify. Take it.
So, thank you very much. Trustees, the action before you is to appoint
Jackson
as our treasurer for the town.
Your Honor, I'd like to make a motion.
Sure.
I move that Jason Jacksack be appointed town treasurer to the town of Granville.
I second.
In a second. Further discussion. Please pull the board.
Yes, sir. Trustee Burton?
Aye.
Trustee Bjorkman?
Aye.
Trustee Arnson?
Aye.
Trustee Southway?
Aye.
Trustee Calvin Brady?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Landy?
Aye.
Mayor Coudron?
Aye.
Thank you.
Congratulations to our new treasurer. As soon as we finish here, you guys get to start working. We're a little behind on our revenue recording for the board. So by tomorrow morning, eat it. All right. The next item is from planning, and I see that our town planner, Kim White, has magically appeared. This is consideration for approval ordinance 08-2021, an ordinance amending town code 12-7-3 regarding the definitions for human scale. What I would like to do is have our town planner present this item, and then I will ask if the public has any comment, and then we will take it to the board for deliberation and consideration.
At the May 26th board meeting, the board requested during that meeting that human scale be further defined in our definitions. So I took it to the Planning Commission and we discussed what human scale could mean, and I came up with the definition that's in the packet: a reasonable size and shape for an average person to use. It is the proportion of space in relation to human dimension. Unlike this podium here, it is on a human scale. Human scale is actually found in our code in a few other places other than the code that we updated on the May 26th ordinance. Are there any questions about this or adding this definition to clarify our code further?
Does the public have any comment regarding this item? Not hearing any. I will turn it over to the Board of Trustees. Trustees, do you have any questions or comments regarding the definition of human scale and recommendation by the Planning Commission? Not hearing any, I will entertain action.
I move to adopt Ordinance 08-2021 and Ordinance Amending Town Code 12-7-3 regarding definitions for human scale.
Good motion.
A second.
And a second, Mr. Bjorken. Further discussion by the board or amendment? Not hearing any, please call the board.
Trustee Aronson?
Aye.
Trustee Bjorken?
Aye.
Trustee Southway?
Aye.
Trustee Bruton?
Aye.
Trustee Kaplan Bailey?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Landy?
Aye.
Mayor Kudrun?
Aye.
Thank you.
Motion passes. Thank you very much.
It was that award-winning presentation.
Yeah.
The next item, item K, is a planning issue. Consideration to approve Resolution 14-2021, a resolution to approve the lot consolidation of lots 3 and 4, Block 37, more commonly known as 220 Park Avenue.
The town received a lot consolidation request application from David Ray Maskey and Carl Joseph Masterson to consolidate their two contiguous legal lots into one lot so they can build their home and one more. So that requires Planning Commission recommendation and board review and approval. Therefore, took it to the Planning Commission on June 2nd and they approved it. They found that they have to review criteria that has to pass, which also the board has to find is on page E67 at the bottom, under number 4. So you must find that the combined lots are legal lots. Combined lots do not subsequently create additional lots. The lot consolidation will not adversely affect existing access, drainage, utility easements, and the right of ways. The lot consolidation will not adversely affect adjacent properties and property owners' enjoyment of their property, and any covenants, deed restrictions, or other conditions of approval that apply to original lots must also apply to resort lots. The Planning Commission found that all of these criteria have been met, and all the information is in the packet. The applicant has turned in all of his proper paperwork, and I guess now you can discuss amongst yourselves whether you would like to allow the lot consolidation.
Any questions or comments from the public on this item? Not hearing any, I'll refer it to the board for discussion. Board, do we have any questions, concerns regarding this item for approval? I'll entertain action on it.
I move to adopt Resolution 14-2021, resolution recommending approval of a lot consolidation of lots 3 and 4, Block 37, Town of Grand Lake, more commonly referred to as 220 Park Avenue, as presented.
We have a motion?
Second.
And a second. Further discussion? Please call the board.
Trustee Gavin Braley?
Aye.
Trustee Southway?
Aye.
Trustee Aronson?
Aye.
Trustee Bjorkman?
Aye.
Trustee Bruton?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Landy?
Aye.
Mayor Kudrun?
Aye.
Thank you.
Motion passed. Thank you very much. The next item is item L. This is a planning item. Consideration to approve Resolution 15-2021, a resolution to approve a conditional use permit at 1016 Grand Avenue, or Pennsylvania, on page 81, or planning service.
Conditional use permit was received by the applicant Carrie Thorne for a business that generates income from the use and utilization of animals. Located at lots 46, lot 5, Town of Grand Lake, which requires public planning commission review of the public, possible public hearing, and Board of Trustees approval with a public, possible public hearing. The Petting Zoo planning commission meeting, and they determined that a public hearing was necessary. So they had a public hearing on June 2nd, where many business owners from the area came and spoke about the location, and their lack of interest in that location, and didn't like that location. The board discussed the location and the impact that they felt that the cuttings would have in that area, and came to the conclusion that if the applicant wanted to make a smaller tent, a 20 by 40 tent instead of a 40 by 40 tent, and placed it 30 feet away from the Rockies business, which is a restaurant to the east, that they would try it out for one summer and see if that would work. The applicant has submitted all of their items that they need, and they do meet the conditions for the conditional use, except for the condition that says that it is the impact of conditional use on existing buildings in the neighborhood residents. That is the question. The board has a few actions it can take. It can either request a public hearing to discuss this further and take in information from the public that they can use to make a decision, or they can vote for allowing this for one season, or they can vote to allow it with different conditions, different locations, whatever conditions, or you can deny the business, period. All the information is in your packet about location and all of the details that the applicant submitted about protecting the animals and how it will be done. If you have any questions, I can answer them specifically.
So what I'd like to do at this time is ask our planner to move her computer over here to the dais and ask if there are any members of the public. This is not a public hearing per the rule of law, but all of our items do allow for public comment. So if you'd like to speak on this item, you have up to 3 minutes. You bet.
I would love to.
Come on up here. Please tell us your name, where you live, and you don't have a 3 minute time.
That'll be good. Because I think that you'll have enough questions to go beyond 3 minutes, and that's perfectly fine. I'm Carrie Thorne. I currently live in Fort Worth, Texas, around the Dallas. And I drove up here just for this meeting today, because that's how serious I am about being a part of this community, and my eyes including it. And by no means am I trying to discourage your business. And in fact, since it's hard for me to make all these logistical decisions from so far away, from photographs and a short visit. So while I've been here this weekend, I was even kind of thinking that we could do something in that location, maybe a little bit different than what we talked about, that might appease the restaurant as well. So one of the things I'd like to bring up for, if you guys don't mind, is that as I currently had it designed, if I was going to have the zoo, the tent, sort of vertical from the street on the same side of that building that is in not great position at the moment, that shares a boundary with his restaurant. There is also another side to that one. And there's really nothing I can imagine that would interfere with. And I think I could turn the zoo sideways and putting on that side of the lot, that would be an entire building between me and your restaurant. And it would encase the zoo in more of a structural barrier from neighbors. If I were to do anything on that side of the lot, I think I may create a garden because it's hideous. Okay. And I don't think that that's helping your restaurant any. And the landowner doesn't want me to disrupt the current cut pipes, even though it's a So I made the agreement that I would go over with my garden, with baby stones, lots of baskets and flowers, and gardening the whole front. Because in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, so Yes, it is. That law is currently an eyesore in the middle of town, and I feel like I could do a lot with that to make that a garden family-friendly business as a part of this town. That would be a benefit to this town. That would make memories for your tourists that want to come back and see it again. And because y'all don't know me, I'm a stranger to you, let me explain where I come from with my experience. I have a bachelor's of business degree, 20 years of business experience in multiple fields. And I've been working for years with the petting zoo in the middle of downtown Fort Worth. Not specifically downtown region, but like 3 blocks away, what we call the stockyards. And although that sounds animal-esque to you, and it is still an animal thing, it is very urban. Incredibly so. Very loud, bands, cars, you name it. Restaurants across the way and neighboring us. And we do a very profitable, very successful, very strong community-type business over that petting zoo and other businesses that we have, that I manage currently. So this would be my baby here, and as a part of the community here, not by any means trying to trigger away or cause any disruption. I'm very well versed in how to make a petting zoo in an urban situation successful and not a disruption. The animals will be contained at all times, they will be covered at all times, they are not going to be visible from the street, they are not going to be creating any kind of chaos. They may make some sounds from time to time, but it's goats and sheep, right? They're little. Their waste is very small, it'll be cleaned regularly. It is not a smell factor, fly factor, or noise factor that in any way disrupts the stockyards. And the cutting through the stockyards has been there for 11 years, I believe. And it is, if you want to invite you to look it up online, what the use is, very well received by the public and by the community. And that's exactly what I would hope to be here for. A summertime business is something very well received here by your tourists and by my neighbors in any way that I can be. Even if we don't agree on everything, that's okay. But I would like to put up flowers, lots and lots of flowers, and take out all that rubbish and cover it up and make it beautiful. As beautiful as I know how. As well as having a nice little bit. I may put some rabbits on your side. I don't think bunnies would have been too much for you. I mean, they don't make noise, they have zero scent, and they're cute. They're beyond cute. If I have a little bunny garden on that side, that might be the only thing I could put over there, and if I can turn the zoo that way. Now, I don't know if that interrupts your plans about this if I do that. I'm just trying the best I can to sit in here and make everybody happy in a very limited time space. Because at this point, we're looking at maybe 2 months of the summer now in the winter terms.
So what I would like to do is ask if the public has any comments. It won't be a question and answer for the applicant, but if you would like to make a comment, please just come up and make a comment, and then based upon your comments, the application can come and address your comment. Please give us your name and address.
Susan Tumblin, 771 County Road 464. I guess my concern, since I'm not allowed to ask a question, is we have some critters around here called mountain lions, foxes, coyotes, and bears. Not really worried about the bears with eating little critters, but what will the protection be for these domesticated animals? I mean, to me, it kind of sounds like a hot dog on a stick for eating critters. And while I like the concept, and I want more business here, I am worried about our wild animals and how we protect these little domesticated animals. So that's something I would like you to think about.
Thank you. Anybody else? Comments? Yes, please.
I'm Patrick Stevens, 409 Mountain. I'm a summer local. I'm very pro-business. My only concern about this proposed petting zoo would be that there could be some odor issues if it's right downtown. Everybody would notice it. So if that was addressed, I would propose that we approve it for 1 year, and then more adjustments would be made.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Marvin Dornbush, 908 Park Avenue. I was in the planning meeting. I was
fairly disappointed by that board's decision to pass it along to you, just on the premise of the fact that three or four business owners showed up for that meeting and had written complaints and rationale as to why they didn't want to see it. I'm a business owner as well, unfortunately, my business isn't here. And if I saw the town kind of treating the other business owners that way, I'd be a little concerned. So I don't think enough weight has been put into the current business ownership commentary that has gone on. And I'm hoping that they're here today, or you will go to a more public hearing and solicit those folks. I think you should read the minutes of the meeting and the complaints that were lodged for this. I don't think what is now, I think, starting to be affectionately called a Grand Lake Mountain Lion Buffet is in right downtown a very good idea. I think there's lots of other locations. It's a good concept. But I would ask the board to look at the finances for what's going to happen in the experience with that place versus if you're cannibalizing dollars from other businesses. So if the current businesses feel like there's going to be a detraction for their business based on this new business coming in, I think you need to really weigh that out. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Jim McCullough, 768 Connecticut, and I'm speaking as the president of the Chamber of Commerce at this time. We support new business in town. At the same time, we have our membership that we have to be responsible to. There are a couple of statements that were made during your presentation about the heck and zoos that you've done in an urban environment. The key here is this is not an urban environment. When we have mountain lions roaming the town, we all know about it. Everybody gets up and says, hey, it was not like that. We have pictures of bears turning into dumpsters and that type of thing. So I really just see this as a business that might be appropriate in an urban setting. But we're a mountain setting, and I think we remember that. I think we need to remember that. My second thing, taking off my chamber hat, I'm a performing musician here in town, and I actually perform at Rockies. There's nothing I would rather not compete with as I'm playing music than Bleeding Goats. And let's be honest, I mean, I have family that has ranches. Goats make noise. Lambs make noise. Sheep make noise. It's just the way it is. It's their nature. And then the odor that this gentleman referred to, you can say that you're going to mitigate the odor, but if I'm sitting there eating a hamburger and I'm smelling animal stuff, my appetite kind of goes away. And it really does impact Mike and what he's trying to do to bring back a vibrant restaurant in an area right in the center of town that we desperately need. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Hi, I'm Mary Ann Coos. We're at 902-49B. And my thoughts about a petting zoo in the center of town, we've been here for over 20 years. Number one, the health concerns. She mentioned flies and whatever. I'd like to know where Grand County Health Department has been on this. Have you gotten with them and asked them what their rules and regulations having it next door to a restaurant? That, I think, is very important for you all to look into. And I agree with the town businesses, you know, feel that it is going to negatively impact their businesses that support this town so much. I would not recommend bringing in a petting zoo in that location. Maybe there's other locations that would work great, but I don't agree with where that one would go. Thank you.
Thank you. Other comments? Thank you for your input. What I'd like to do is turn this over to the board. First of all, I John Crone, our town manager, did reach out to our local wildlife officer, so he does have some comments on that.
I briefly talked with Colorado Parks and Wildlife, the wildlife officer for our region, and she did express concerns about this project too, mainly concerning the domestic and wildlife interface. She has some recommendations if this went forward that probably would not look good. She would like to see electrified exclusionary fencing. Not necessarily the best thing to have that at petting zoo with kids running around. But she's very concerned, and bears do about it too. So it's all of the above that she was, or bears eat goats and sheep, as any sheep ranchers up here. She was concerned about these issues, and if it goes forward, she would like to get together with the applicant. She has a lot of recommendations. They would be recommendations. She has no authority to impose restrictions on something like this. But that was a message I left in her. And incidentally, we're going to have her come just present at our next workshop. Talk about the wildlife community.
Trustees,
I just wanted to disclose real quick as well that I have been approached as a possible secondary location, and so for that reason, on the second half, I will see myself in voting. But I did want to bring up as a possible second location that I've been approached on. Has never been in discussion before, but we are going to be working with the owners of the Severo Stable property on trying to revitalize that section. And if that ever comes up to be a second location, I'd like to first excuse myself from the remainder of the discussion as well.
Thanks.
Again, I'm going to echo everybody that we love in the business in Grand Lake. I was just trying to Google to see if any other mountain towns had a pickup. My second thought as a planning commissioner was the Sombrero State. But, you know, if we're worried about belt lines, you know, there's not a fence between Sombrero State and downtown Grand Lake. So that was my only concern, but I would love to see that he's over here. I know it's unusual for somebody to say, it's a mountain town and not downtown Denver. It doesn't have mountain lines. So I'm on the fence, I really am. So maybe the Sombrero Stables would work, but again.
And just for the record as well, I have not introduced her to talk to care about this. It's just been kind of hearsay in the background, but even possibly that looks like that.
Yeah, well, I think that would be a wonderful addition up there. But again, only a few predators away from up there.
Thank you.
I personally feel that everybody put way too much emphasis on predators up here. If anybody doesn't recall, we actually do have a petting zoo up at Wonder Ranch. They don't have a fully enclosed pen, they don't have electrified fences, anything like that. They're actually outside of a busier town setting like this, and from what I understand, they have yet to have any type of problems. Those types of scenarios would have your higher likelihood of having predatory anything just due to the fact that there's not people around and most of the time they just hang out and walk. They have chickens, they got ducks, they got donkeys, they got goats and sheep, and they're all the way down to this big. Personally, I understand everybody's concern for that, but I think that you're placing too much emphasis on that. And frankly, if I was a bear rolling through town, I'd probably rather think of a chocolate shop than go try to chase down a goat. That being said, I love the idea of the business. I personally have issues with the business as well. That's it.
Trustees? Comments, thoughts?
about the placement? For me, it's all about the placement. I love the concept of the petting zoo. I think it would be a great attraction as the placement, making sure the animals, people are safe, and the other businesses that are already here without interfering with their business.
I like the idea that the man might be concerned with this for the animals. I said I like the idea of the petting zoo. They're concerned about the animals, domesticated animals, like everyone else. Just a simple thing.
I think everybody else is just concerned about the location. I'm not sure it's compatible with that.
How long has the petting zoo been?
Years.
Years, yeah. I don't know. I would say at least 5, right?
More
than that?
Yeah.
That's when I started thinking.
But I think there are people that live pretty close to that thing as well.
Not necessarily. It's as you enter the cross the bridge on 491.
Oh, I
don't know. So I mean, they have the main office building and whatnot there, but at the same time, there's people that live right there, but there's also people that live directly next to the exit. I don't think that there would be any difference between there and the stables in terms of people interacting with the predators. And I don't know, but I don't think that you guys have had any issues with your horses.
That's for
I mean, probably a bear going through a meadow or something like that, but not in.
Maybe not. I can concur with the board. My concern, the petting zoo in the downtown, is that our trash cans, which we're working on with last year putting the covers on, I do know that trash cans within that block have been tipped over. Fortunately, they're not all been opened, but bear tends to come back over and over again. And where my concern comes is that they're coming for the food out of the dumpsters and they find something a little bit better than they continue to hang out for that. My other concern is having a big white tent in the middle of town because I don't think that is conducive to a complete summer look. Our downtown area, the Planning Commission is really looking at the image of our downtown and what those aesthetics look like in keeping with our character, and I don't know if a temporary structure like that really tends to fit. Other locations, I am the one that, you know, in the Planning Commission there was talk about the Sobrero Stables, and I am the one that did bring it just to the attention of Jonah because I wanted him to be aware that was a direction that the Planning Commission may have thought about, so that he had a chance to approach that prior to kind of hearing it here in kind of the open conversation for the first time. That said, I would be inclined to ask the applicant to try to find another place. Our decision before us right now is one of three things. You can either choose to approve this, reject this, or you can ask for a public hearing. That would be a more formal setting that would have posted documents that likely, because there's a 2-week requirement, that it would not make it until the first week of July's meeting because of the state regulations regarding the posting of a public meeting, which then puts the applicant at an interesting discussion because now she's looking at losing one of the biggest weeks. So I do want to bring that before you. So trustees, those are really your options to consider.
What would be the timeline for the Sombrero Stable negotiations?
That is a personal, but it is, I could specifically say if the zoning would allow it. I believe that it would because there's been agricultural uses there because it's been a horse state. But I can't tell you that I know that answer for certain, meaning that if it required any type of variance, it would then again push that out two more meetings because it would have to go to the Planning Commission at the next meeting and have further discussion with them on a different location.
I'm not
allowed
to address any of the concerns about
After our planner, yes.
The Sombrero Stables is zoned as commercial, so you could approve with conditions that it is relocated in a specific location, and she wouldn't have to go through this process. She could just start, and that would be up to her to figure out if she could lease and all that, but it would be approved. So
she could. But if you approved it that way, then none of the neighbors.
I've had a chance.
And especially because we have heard from the leaseholder of that property that there have been no discussions, there have been no further actions. So not only are we taking Jonah's property and throwing it at the applicant, but we're doing it without him even talking to his partners, which isn't fair. So to any of them, and that's why I did want to bring that up, you know, that may be something to talk about in the future if it doesn't work now, but I wanted our actions to know what these next steps would be. No pressure.
Along with, I believe, what Ms. Thorne says, that's a nice word downtown, but we need to consider it in the light of the video. Suburban Stables, I'd love to see something
Ms. Thorne did want to respond for some of the comments.
I know that everybody's concerned about predators. We do have predators in Texas, not bears much, but we do have mountain lions and coyotes. If our animals do escape our zoo, then they do get killed, even in an urban setting. So I'm very familiar with predator protection. On the heading to 10 itself, what I have in mind is a very beautiful tent. I don't know what tent, a bedding tent with a sunrise on the end, and windows and everything, very, not to mention the garden that we go around. But underneath the tent, I intend to have a 6-foot tent around the zoo. And the tent at the top as well. So there really shouldn't be a real problem. And I'll be living on site. There's a cabin on that lot. I'll be living on site while I'm there with my dogs, you know, another deterrent for that animal. So I am not as concerned about the predatory response that you guys are concerned about, but I am addressing it, and I will keep it in mind. As far as flies, though, there are things that you do for that. In Fort Worth, and I would do it here as well, there are mineral laws that you give the animals where it makes their fecal matter sterilized when you eggs laid in it. So in fact, it becomes almost a retardant supply of pellets versus an attractant. And as far as trash, I wouldn't have any fake trash that's not already from the street. There would be nothing of mine that would go in your trash cans that would attract. Oh, and as far as the stable location, I have not spoken to anybody about, and I am not currently interested in that location. And as far as timing goes, if y'all require another hearing, we might as well just cancel this now. I don't have much time. I'm going to be honest. You know, like, we have very limited time to make use of what the summer is. So it would be my preference if we just vote for or against tonight and not waste anybody else's time for this season. And no matter what happens, I love this town. And I appreciate your concern that you guys want to do the right thing. I do too. And I would have no heart here. Yes, it's not the people. It's not what you want here. I understand. You know, I'm lost somewhere else. That's just fine. This is my preference, and it's an affectionate choice. Not necessarily, I know I could have a very successful petting zoo in another town. This is my choice because I love this town. So. I will look back to the sound if this is not it for you guys. That's my respect to you. Okay?
Trustees, for the discussion comment.
think she's correct. I think at this point, it's either approve or deny. I think pushing out the public hearing or pushing it out any further is too much.
I agree. Would the board like to take action on this item? Trustee Arneson.
So, based on community input, I move to deny the conditional use permit for business that generates income from the use and utilization of animals located at lots 46, square 5, town of Grand Central, common business.
Do you have a motion?
I second.
And a second. Further discussion? Please pull the board.
Trustee Haviland Braley?
Aye.
Trustee Southway?
Aye.
Trustee Arneson?
Aye.
Trustee Bjorkman?
Aye.
Trustee Bruton?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Landy?
Abstain.
Mayor Coudron?
Aye.
Thank you.
The motion fails. We hope you can find something better next year that works out for everybody.
No worries. You guys are going to pay attention.
Thank you.
Correct. The motion passed to deny the application. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next item on our agenda is item number M, a permanent closure of Lake Avenue across or access at Center Drive. It's on page E98. Mr. Cronin, will you be taking this to start?
I will be taking this one to start. This is, as you can see from the picture on the second one, this is, it's technically not Lake Avenue. Lake Avenue actually turns up to Grand Avenue, and that's its official entrance there. But over the years, this kind of informal crossover to Center Drive has happened and kind of been formalized by the company. Actually, even chip sealed that little stretch. I was a bit surprised when I started getting this report to see that you can see the parcel lines, and the parcel lines are not absolutely correct on the lots. But it's pretty clear that this access road actually even crosses a private parcel there too. So it's not entirely on town land. This has been brought up to me by several people as a concern. It's just kind of a dangerous intersection there. Technically, if you're coming off of Center Drive to Grand Avenue, you should stop before that street, and there's no place to stop closer to Grand Avenue without blocking that entrance. Our code for new roads, developers build them, requires a 200-foot separation between intersections. As you can see on this, that entire intersection on both the north and south sides has multiple entrances that don't adhere to that 200 feet. Lake Avenue coming from the west on the north side intersects just about as closely. The difference on the other roads and on is it Lakeview Drive, Grand Pass Fire Station there. Those roads were built in dedicated right-of-ways. This road isn't in a dedicated right-of-way. However, given the historic nature and use of this, town staff will not do anything if that's what the board wants. Otherwise, we'll take steps to close off the exit there, at least down the Center Avenue. We would maybe plant trees on the terrace. we would, landscaping and such. Not too much, though, because we don't want to obstruct views anyway.
To be clear, so coming up by road, people would turn, make a right-hand turn on that road, versus coming up to Center Drive.
Correct. And you can see that Lake Avenue is a wide right-of-way there. And you can see that the designed exit was that little outlet there.
So is that also a two-way?
Yes.
Mr. Southway, we had something you wanted to comment, and this is a good public comment time, so that would be great.
Hayden Southway, 512 Shadow Mountain Drive. This has been discussed in the Planning Commission a couple times about closing this road off. It's always been a bad, it's like an extra intersection at that intersection, and it'll just get rid of one other space. So if you do go to that little shortcut, that road needs to be brought up a little higher so the approach isn't so steep trying to get on to Grand Avenue. The new pavement that was put down last year is already starting to chip away right there because everybody pulls up the stop sign, it's turned into kind of a hole there. So, and I really like the idea that you're going to landscape there instead of just put some cones up. So.
Thank you. Any other comments? Mr. Murphy?
Can I ask Mr. Southway a quick comment, because this would impact you as a homeowner more than just about anyone living on Mountain Avenue. Do you see pushback from people on Shadow Mountain Drive?
Do you want a personal opinion? Or my personal opinion, it'll cut down traffic on Shadow Mountain Drive for the people going to their lake houses on Jericho Road, because they never follow the speed limit there. I think everybody's going to really like that it's a lot safer. I almost ran into a golf cart there the other day. So, and those aren't allowed in town either.
Thank you.
You know, the one, if we get any pushback, I think the pushback we're going to get, I know it's today when Tom and I went to the post office before it was me, that the people that live there aren't going to be able to go to the post office. Yeah, that's what they're not going to like.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I think
go around the
yeah, you just have to go around that one way. I think for a lot of us that live in that area, we use that secondary entrance and exit in the summer anyway, because it's just safer.
Yeah. Any other comments by the public, Mr. Mayor?
Andy Murphy, 228 County Road 442, Grand Lake. I no longer have a building in the bank, so to speak, but I own a building across the street for 20 years, which is now on a trail of ATV almost. And I actually lived in the building for 20 years, and it's an interesting. And yeah, it's a racetrack, especially coming down the hill into Grand Lake. I have many, many times seen cars really just cut through there, stopping, not slowing anything. So yeah, it is a danger. I would encourage a very visible stop sign on the True Lake Avenue entrance to and from Grand Avenue. Well, it's actually Westport Road at that point, it's not Grand Avenue. So where you have an intersection of Lake Avenue, crossing at an angle across Westport Road, and Westport Road is actually the problem, which created the very situation. Just make sure that there is adequate visibility, adequate language you use, the level,
the grade,
the grading. So the visibility is good there as well, and I think you will resolve some safety issues for sure.
Thank you. Excuse me. Yeah. Please, come on.
Paige Deaver, 610 Shadow Mountain Drive. And I'm just a little confused. So are you saying, we come down the hill, coming into Grand Lake, and instead of, so people are going like that?
Yeah, right across center,
yeah.
Without stopping.
Right
and
there.
You gotta look to see if somebody's at the stop sign if you're gonna do that.
Right, but it's better to go up and then turn.
It's safer up.
Right, as they go
safe.
I so agree with you. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that being considered for us. And the speed down Shadow Mountain Drive, that's ridiculous. So,
Thank you. Trustee Bruce.
Wait, did you say you didn't agree or you didn't?
No, I agree.
Oh, okay.
Ms. Burke?
I totally agree. I thought you said I don't.
Oh, no, I did.
Ms. Burke, please come on.
Judy Burke, 390 West Mary Drive, Grand Lake. If I might just interject a little bit of history as to why that road was there. For those of you who might have remembered back in the day, when we were trying to determine where to put the fire department, that road became an issue because at that point in time, the fire department was extremely concerned about getting across Center Drive and making a sharp turn onto the highway. So they were at times using that road. They went to the second entrance to come down and around so as not to cut off traffic on the center, but yet they could get across Center Drive to go into the fire department. We argued and argued it was a bad place to put the fire department to start with, but that was a concession that we made to help the fire department be able to get trucks in and out of the fire department, and especially now that they're getting bigger and longer and higher and wider trucks. Just take that into consideration. I think it should have been done away with a long time ago. That was a concession.
Thank you. Trustee Bruton?
John, I'd like to ask you, since you can close that off, is there a chance we can get that road grade or chip seal? It is terrible.
Oh, I like, you mean the existing.
Yeah.
We're putting together our asphalt and chip seal plan. And
you know, Jane and I go to down it 10 times a day when you hear this.
Well, let me
thank you. Trustee Harrison.
All right. Yes, I know the fire trucks are getting bigger and wider and taller. But on that note,
the new ones are really
the sirens are loud. They turn drastically better than they ever had before. So currently, that turn is no problem, and we don't need that side road.
I love questions and answers.
Yeah.
All right. Any other public discussion? You bet.
It seems like we have a.
As a leaseholder,
on that turn?
Yeah.
Yeah, as from just being the leaseholder on the property adjoining that road, I didn't quite see it fairly often. It is a racetrack next to the racetrack, and having that safety feature there would be excellent, especially if the existing kind of greenery there, something could be made to widen the road for some bigger trucks that come through.
Thank you. Do we take bets on the first person that runs into the planter that comes off center and tries to keep going and does this?
There is a stop sign.
That's a stop.
That is the part of town that does have duties. So as we make a plan for that,
the only other piece on that too, the section with the boulders currently on it, already some people kind of try to go over that, but I would expect that to probably increase as if that's the exit to maybe figuring out kind of both sides. So,
where would we close off the center or down the
center? Both. It'll take both on this one, even though it's short.
Would you do the best stretch in the
world? Well, they come to this, not us. I reach out and see about tearing up that chip seal and scarifying it so that landscape can come back and possibly see the you know, now's actually a good time to see Branson's northern water and the East Charleston water recovery has plenty of answers.
Any other comments from the board? I'd entertain action on the site.
We could have a motion to move forward with closing out that Dr. Bell's up there.
I move that we move forward with closing out that stretch of road as identified and doing the drainage of Lake
Avenue. On Lake Avenue.
The extension of Lake Avenue. We have a motion and a second by Trustee Colin Braley. Further discussion by the board. Yes, for the board.
Trustee Bruton?
Aye.
Trustee Bjorkman?
Aye.
Trustee Arnson?
Aye.
Trustee Southway?
Aye.
Trustee Calvin Braley?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Landy?
Aye.
Mayor Poudron?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next item is item number N, town sponsorship of the Pitkin House East Troublesome Fire Exhibit.
Okay, so
Troublesome stories.
Emily Hagen, our chamber director, has done a just a wonderful job in putting together an exhibit about East Troublesome Fire and the impact it had on the larger Grand Lake community. This will be on display at the Pitkin House for the entirety of the summer and fall. One concern that came up with Emily is insurance costs. A lot of the items being exhibited were recovered from fire. We just heard about that ring that was recovered today. These are important items to people, and the pictures themselves are very valuable. Our insurance, if this is an official town event, would cover the entirety of the display and all its items with no additional cost to the town. If the town doesn't recognize this as an official town event, we're looking at somewhere between $5,000 and $10,000 that will likely come out of the chamber's money to insure this. So this is just a way to step up and say, yeah, I have insurance without paying for it.
Isn't that also like, since it's a town site, like if someone trips and falls on it, they don't have insurance for the liability?
Yeah, and given that it's happening in your town building, our insurance would be involved in something like that. And when someone gets hurt, lawyers see everything they can and make the parents fall as they
do. I would entertain any public input on this item. Trustees, you want to talk about it?
Can we just advocate us for any way that we don't see, you know, that's not obvious?
There would likely be a request that the female people as well. Correct.
We will take donations.
Jim, just step up as chamber director. Can you give us your name and role in this case?
Jim McCall, 768 Connecticut, chamber president. We will take donations. The donations, everything over our costs, once we cover our costs, they will be donated to the grant. I believe it's to Grand Fire. So, but no, there won't be a fee at the door. And I can answer any other questions you've got.
Yeah. Jim, could we clarify, it's Grand Foundation Wildfire Relief Fund?
Grand Foundation Wildfire Relief, yes. That's where the donations will go once covered, once costs are covered.
Thank you.
Once we do the pens.
Okay.
Any other questions, Mike?
No, just to make sure you weren't giving it to Randy.
No comment.
Thank you. Trustees, any further discussion? I'll entertain action on the item.
So, yes, we need a motion to make this an official comment.
I move that the board approve this, the East Troublesome Fire.
East Troublesome Stories.
Stories. Yep. Picking out a town, official town.
We have a motion and a second by Trustee Calvin Bailey. Further discussion by the board. Please take a look.
Trustee Bjorkman.
Aye.
Trustee Burton.
Aye.
Trustee Arnson.
Aye.
Trustee Southway.
Aye.
Trustee Calvin Bailey.
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Landy.
Aye.
Mayor Cudron.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We'll do that one question. How many people for us know? Yes, we will have signage. We'll probably work with the town also on the official sign out front, top the hill. We are going to be directing people there from the visitor's center. We would ask that all of you who get asked the question, tell us about the fire. We all get asked that, especially those of us dealing with the public, that you direct them to the Troublesome Stories. It'll take a lot off of our local retailers and merchants, and a lot off of us from an emotional perspective. We're right now looking at the same hours as the visitor center, probably 9 to 3, 7 days a week. It will be manned by volunteers, a minimum of one volunteer, and we're asking for volunteers if anyone is willing to do a 3-hour shift once a week. That's all we're asking for, but if you'll commit to that, and our opening date is July 28th right now.
June
28th, thanks. June 28th, open potentially until October 1st.
You're not there. You're the president.
You're on the scale.
Do I need to say my name?
Yes.
Judy Tumblin, 771 County Road 464. Just a couple more pieces of information. Trustee Southway, go ahead and ask him, and then I'll fill in a couple more pieces.
Well, after talking to Emily a lot, I understand that she's also, that the Chamber is also asking people in a nice way not to tour the burned out houses.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. In fact, our visitor center staff has been, when asked, and it does happen frequently, they're being told that those areas are closed to the residents and licensed contractors.
So a couple other things that are happening is that we're going to have an open house, hopefully the 23rd of June, that will be for all of the town of Grand Lake before we actually open. The other thing is basically Emily, Grace, and myself have committed 24/7 that if a family member that has been impacted, we will allow them to go in and have that private time. And so we've got that going. The thing that our president needs to ask, or the process, because somebody up here asked about signage, we have some code that says you can only have signs up for 14 days. So what would be the process that we could...
I'll refer that to our code enforcement who handles the sign codes, and I'm sure that our town manager could help direct you to that right information.
So just so we know that... we will, what?
This is now a town sanctioned thing.
Yes.
They can do whatever they want.
They can do whatever they want.
No.
Anyway, so we should contact Doug. Contact you about, and we'll discuss where we want signs and that. Perfect. So I think.
Thank you.
Anyway, so if there's anybody that needs to come in after hours,
that have been impacted. We can let you in till the end of October.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second, but we have a public vote, right? Okay. Let's call the vote.
This is for the Chamber of Commerce, right? The town sponsorship?
Yes.
Yeah. Didn't we call that one already? Yeah, we called it. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The next three items are reports, our streetscape managers and mayor's report. I'll ask right now, if just to raise a hand, are there any people that would like to have public comment during any one of these three items? And then I won't ask individually, so I'll move on to the streetscape report.
Okay, so as first of all, I'd like to stress to everyone who has concerns, please come in to town hall. We will show you the plans, we'll go over them with detail, we'll answer your questions there. I'm reading engineering plans online if you're not experienced, can lead to all sorts of misunderstandings. We prefer to meet with you and talk with you and hear your concerns so that we can react to them too, make whatever changes are necessary. 8 o'clock to 4:30 every day, there is someone here who can help. As you've seen, streetscape, Park Avenue is rocking and rolling right now. They are moving a lot of dirt there. I had the wonderful joy of telling Xcel Energy just after they announced that they had no more natural gas on the south end of the county that, oh, by the way, we cut the gas line up here yesterday. So that happened, and our own trustee, Mike Austin, was the hero in the whole captain at all. So, it's crazy. The trustees knew right away what we had done in case he showed up in the party. That cut happened right up at the far extension of Garfield. They had reburied, but they didn't rebury it deep enough. Far enough up the road. They're coming in tomorrow to rebury that 2-inch gas main. I do have to give a shout out to Sitewise and to our public works director who got them here right away. When I brought this up to Xcel, they said, well, you know, we can get this planned and get up here in maybe a month if you're lucky. And I said, that's not good kind of. We need it done now. And they keep calling in some favors, and we have them coming up tomorrow. It has not impacted the schedule at all on the road. The next 2 weeks are going to be the hottest. They're going to be trenching to bury the sewer line, bury the pipes over the next couple of weeks. And that is going to limit access across the road, even just parking here trying to walk to your cabin on the north side of the road or vice versa is not necessarily going to be able to help. They're going to rush through that as quickly as they can while still making sure they do a good job. But the next 2 weeks will be the hardest. After that, they come back in and start. I'll talk to you after the meeting. After that, they come in, start putting the road base down, and we'll be able to allow more limited access as long as it's safe. That is our primary concern. We don't need trucks trying to squeeze between a steamroller and some of the big machinery they have out there. We understand this is a difficult time, a difficult situation for everyone. We're all getting so much better off when this project is done. I know Mr. Dornbusch brought up concerns about 931. We're very aware, keeping an eye on that. And a retaining wall goes back in there the step rock retaining wall similar to what we had there before when it was done, but they had to cut back to get the grade down to us. Unite is doing great, aside from cutting one gas line and then finding, I believe, another three buried abandoned lines that you can't tell they're abandoned when you just expose part of it, so they would have to trench one side or the other to make sure it wasn't being used. So that took a little time because in the past it was just easier to bury things than pull them out. We hauled out that out of a bunch of concrete very deep in our backyard. Unite has been wonderful to work with. They're a great company. They're doing a good job. Keith, our public works director, is out there every day making sure that the project is going well and going correctly. So when you drive down the road, it'll feel like a flat, smooth road, and we'll all be in problem. That's all I have to streetscape right now. We're still expecting a completed job by Labor Day, except for some occasional punch items, and those will be done in September. They're working as hard as they can, clearing out on the weekends and trying to open up what they can, parking on the weekends, similar to what we did last week. And actually, I'll take any questions about that now.
What is the end product going to be? Is it going to be a dirt surface or asphalt?
No, it'll be very similar to Grand Avenue.
Okay.
Very
nice.
Yeah, we 115 designated parking spots. It'll take some learning because people will drive up and down Grand rather than walk a block over, but in fact this parking should help our businesses because it will encourage people to walk past other businesses and maybe influence they're trying to get to the place they want.
And John, did you say that when they can, they'll try to open up Park Avenue on weekends this summer?
Yeah.
Do you think it'll be open on
July 4th? Unless something happens. Like I said, this is when we're going to find out how size rock.
What do you think the state of the road will be that week of July?
I would anticipate it will be road based down.
Are you putting cement curbs in?
No, we're putting timber curbs.
We're putting lighting in?
We're having a walking path along the south. Crusher finds not a paved, but an accessible path. You can still take a wheelchair on that easily.
I'll see your point,
and that's
it for streetscape. Questions for the board?
Okay, now my manager's report, and I want to start off by saying I think it's best if I report on the board issues and concerns in the manager's report. That way I can put a little bit of a narrative to discuss those board issues that we bring up in the future items for consideration and board items. So, a lot of this has been discussed today. We talked about the American Recovery Act funds and $127,182.98 is a nice chunk of change. Not as much as Hot Sulphur Springs, but it's a nice chunk of change. And hopefully we'll do some real good things for the town with that. Road maintenance, if you guys have noticed in the last week or two, public works guys have kind of been going crazy out there. Striping all of our roads and grading, and today we laid down the main chloride dust control, which kind of tells me that we are such a mountain town that we put salt on our roads even in the summer. But it's what you do. We are not quite finished with painting. We will continue work they had the, they were running out of paint and traffic just got too heavy down at the end between Veterans Memorial Park and Highway 34. So they will be coming back, Keith, within a week or so. Yeah, within a week or so to finish that up and finish up a few minor little changes and corrections and work that they've already done. We discussed these troublesome fire exhibit. One thing they did leave out is, and we told me we're planning on a soft opening on June 23rd and a formal opening on June 28th. Once again, knock on wood. Town dock, they've completed all the welding of the town dock. And as I said, this is a 1 to 2 year repair here. We're going to have to replace the entire dock. Insurance will cover that. The assembler is coming up on Thursday to start stitching the things together. And as soon as he's finished with that, the dock is open. And incidentally, we talked with our public works director today. When we get the new docks in to replace this, there's still some sections that will be totally viable, and we're talking about moving those down to the boat ramp to allow people to actually pull up to the dock while they're waiting to use the boat ramp, and they can start unloading their boats, things like that, rather than just waiting and waiting and waiting. Space to create, our town attorney is still working very hard to work out the kinks so that we can go forward and get some of these state funds that are currently available for a program like this. We'll keep you updated on this. Now some sad news. Jerry Hassel, one of our water department guys, came in today and informed me he'll be leaving and he'll be transitioning now in the beginning of July. Jerry's been with the town since February of 92. We'll do some more actions for him at our next meeting, but he will be sorely missed. He is a valuable asset and has been for decades for this town. He's just decided it's time for him to move on. Flood recovery, the EWP watershed recovery program is moving along. They have an office in the Grand Lake Center, as I said. If anyone has any questions, we post things on our Facebook page and occasionally our town webpage dealing with this. Sandbags are still free for the taking and baffles up at Grand Lake Center, and you can go talk to staff in the Grand Lake Center at the EWP office to see about getting seeding and things like that for revegetation. As part of the recovery project, some of you might have seen the Poseidon out there with the backhoe floating in the lake. Northern Water is installing a large boom system in case we have large debris flows to Grand Lake. If you go look just the other side of West Portal Bridge up here at North Inlet, there are some big trees there that will be pulling out of the creek in the near future. But those things, a big rainstorm could send some big trees into Grand Lake. Northern Water has to protect the Adams Tunnel Inlet there. That's why they're putting that boom structure out there. It's not going to be a permanent boom structure. It's there for this current emergency. Town hall access during construction. Town hall will remain open 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. You might have to park on Garfield, Pickman, or Grand Avenue and take the boardwalk up here to see us. But we still will be open. There will be limited access to our parking lot. It all depends on how construction goes. The marina is up and running. Captain Rick still is desperately looking for employees. If you know someone, it's a heck of a job. paying them a decent wage. They get to be outside on the beach all day long. Have them go talk to Kevin Rick at the marina or come into town hall and talk to us. Now I'm going to some of the trustee items. The Lake Avenue from the beach access up to Ellsworth. We've been requested to look into reopening that, and unfortunately we haven't been able to commit a lot of time over the last couple of weeks because we were trying to get streetscape rolling and striking done and grading done and all those issues. We'll have to see. We'll look into that. I'll come up with a more formal report by next meeting and share what staff sees as issues involved with that. Recycling, we've started some discussions about this. We're still working on figuring out a way to do pre-recycling and a pay-as-you-throw without pre-recycling just turning into a pre-dumpster for household trash. Yes, but once again, Public Works has been really tied up with getting the town open. So that's, now that the town's open, now that the roads are striped, we'll be working on that.
Yes,
I agree. And they have a different color bag. That could make it a lot easier. I misinterpreted it.
Well, I
agree. Yeah, we had a third bag.
Okay. And P&L statements, we have a treasurer on board. So, did get him this meeting, but we will have those coming forward. I left quite a few things off of the list I sent out. First of all, our public lands consultant, Kim White, our planner, and I went down and met with them last week. They will be starting the process here. They're ramping up over the next month or so. Beginning in July, we'll be putting the steering committee together. So get ready for the consultant to come out with an application like that. We will be reaching out to certain specific groups, not so much individuals, asking for someone, for instance, the Columbine Life HOA. The consultant would like a representative from them on the board, and we'll be hearing more about that in the next several weeks. Prairie Dogs at Grand Lake Center. Now we're looking into whether we can kill them or not.
They're all the way over to Karen's Avenue now.
Yeah.
They're not just.
Well, we're working on that week.
They're under the modulars.
They're under the modulars.
But that'll
be taken care of one way or the other in the next several weeks also. Even if, I'm not saying this out loud, if I'm out there at 1 in the morning, it's a telephone taking care of the world. Water at Grand Lake Center. The ball fields will be turned on within the next week. Staff has been working on fixing the few sprinkler heads and issues like that. Broadcast of Board of Trustee meetings. We already discussed this. We'll be having the equipment hopefully in the next couple of weeks also. A meeting or two before we can be live streaming this directly through the server for those people who can't make it. And finally, one last idea, we have our new tool boat. I think would probably behoove the Board of Trustees to sometime in the very near future have a, all meetings when you're all together are formal, but an informal meeting to see exactly what it is that we do at the Marina and we do on the lake. And we can have Captain Rick take the trustees around the lake on the tour boat. So I'll be reaching out to you all, trying to set up time for that.
Not all of
them. All of them. It'll be an official meeting. Posted meeting.
How would you call
it? Andy Murphy runs Kayaks.
We won't be making any decisions.
Yeah, no, there will be no items for discussion. It will be informative. It's an informative. This is what we do at the Marina. This is what people come to Grand Lake to experience.
Well, probably kind of similar to what we used to do holiday dinners.
Yeah.
We were all in one place, but we weren't talking business.
And that is all I have got.
Thank you. Any questions from the board or Mr. Kramer? The next item is my report, and what I'd like to say is it's been busy around town. It's been very busy. June is shaping us to show us that those visitors that found us last year through COVID are coming back. And the visitors who weren't able to see us because of COVID are coming back. And there are people who have never been here before who are coming here for the first time. And on Saturday at 3:30, I was walking, after I drove through town, I went and parked my car at home, and I walked back to the store because there were so few parking spaces and way more cars coming in than we're going out. So I figured I'd park my car at my house and let some visitor at least take it. But we're going to see that. We're going to see the traffic issues get worse at the end at 34. And I continue to believe that our traffic problems are something that this board is going to have to address and figure out how we move vehicles through town at the end of a very long cul-de-sac, one way in, one way out. Fire danger is increasing. I had a talk with our town manager this morning about fireworks. And from the board's perspective, without objection, unless we are told that we can't have fireworks, I don't think we're going to talk about it. There are no fire bans that are currently in place. There's a stage one fire ban that would have to be put into place that says no outdoor fires, and then a stage two fire ban. It's a stage three fire ban that the county or the state would enact that says that no fireworks are allowed. I think it's very important that the community keep us informed with what is going on. And because of the timing, so fire ban stage one as of Friday. So our next meeting will be on the 28th of June. If these fire bans, which went from low fire danger on Wednesday to very high on Friday, continues to go and these fire bans escalate, I will be asking the board to come together and convene for an emergency session to make a decision on the fireworks. I do not want this board to have to be put in a very difficult situation, and I think that, and I hope that our entire community allows us to err on the side of caution as we move forward with our celebrations, which will be super duper lots of people here. So please do keep that in mind. However, if we do get torrents of rain that quietly wander through the streams and don't cause any of the bad stuff that could happen, we do have a 29-minute show booked. So it'll be fireworks to rock all fireworks if we get there. It's only 25 this year. With all the visitors and with all of our staff shortages, every business owner, every local needs a little bit of love and patience from the tourists. And I'm afraid that the tourists don't pay much attention. Good example is when the door closes and the person runs outside to eat her ice cream because she doesn't want the ice cream, and then 20 minutes later, instead of waiting for her to come in and pay for it, those, and I'm on vacation, I don't think of times. My point is that as we walk through our town in a busy summer, and for the business owners who get to greet, and for our service people who are helping all the visitors, I think you're going to find visitors who have not only high expectations, but sometimes unreasonable levels of expectations. And our job is going to be please grin and bear it, because we do want them to come back, most of them next year. So please help bear with us as our tourist season is really going to take a hit. And then the last thing that I have to say is that I know that amongst our community, there are people who have very strong opinions that are difficult in a small community to resolve. We all need to work through that the best way that we can, and know that me, as your elected mayor, I am gonna continue to work with this board on positive actions, on boosting up the morale of our staff, because we're asking so much of them. And we'll let the rest of the stuff play out as it does. We're all friends and neighbors. Sometimes we're not friendly. You know, when you tell a loved one, I love you, but I don't like you today. I think we have some of that going on in town, and I love all of you, but some days I don't like you, and some days you don't like me. And that's okay, because we're all very passionate about this place. So I would ask, let's all work towards that end of a wonderful, most special Grand Lake, and know that I will be working with everybody to try to get us through this and find good positive answers. So thank you all for your attendance. This was exciting to see smiling faces. Since Memorial Day, it's been really fun to see the kids come back into the stores and play in the park, and just to be able to see 10 people do one thing, stick their hand in an ice cream cone or in a basket or pick out a flower for their mom, whatever it happens to be. That's what makes Grand Lake special, and that's why everybody's coming back here to remember that feeling. So thank you all very much. As far as future items for consideration, John, I think we had one or two items, if you could repeat them.
I have streetscape funds in the general fund, chip seal the lake and West Portal Road entrance, I'm continuing to work on the items, recycling Lake Avenue from downtown.
Any complete items we will carry over and touch again at the next meeting.
Yeah. And that is all I have from the board, unless I miss something.
Copy of the credit card statement.
In the financial report. Oh, here it is. Here it is.
Yep. Any other trustees' comments?
I still, in the future, in the near future, like to address the climate area of rolling out the car.
Okay.
So I don't know what we can do about it, but just my story. So I want to thank you.
So we had that presentation in the workshop today about beautifying certain parts of
Grand
Lake. Did everything come
into that? I don't know. I often think that that for perhaps maybe a future discussion, in addition to that, hey, you need to cut your leaves down, because, you know, maybe we could help you put some plants in. We're not going to pay for them all, but maybe if you take care of them, we can help pitch in and make some of these blighted things. But maybe we could talk about that and bring it up some way to take that some of those spaces.
I've heard rumors that the county is about to fall down.
If the county says you got to take it down, we'd love to take it down. Unfortunately, our town does not have authority as a housing authority or an urban renewal authority to be able to do those type of condemnations. It has to go from the building department. The condemnations?
Yes, you have that power. Yes, absolutely.
I was supposed
to.
Okay, I will look into it.
At the North Boathouse.
I will look into it.
Wow.
Because our lawyer, the last time when I asked them, they said that without an authority, it makes that difficult, that it would have to go through the county. But I'll follow up. Thank you. We have one other item.
Throw that at me.
We have a motion.
A second.
We have a second. Further discussion. Please call the vote.
Yeah. Trustee Gruden?
Aye.
Trustee Bjorkman.
Aye.
Trustee Aronson.
Aye.
Trustee Southway.
Aye.
Trustee Calvin Braley.
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Landy.
Aye.
Mayor Cudron.
Aye.
Thank you.
We are adjourned. Thank you very much.
Everybody's been trying to be about it, and I'm like, I lived in Phoenix 3 years. This is beautiful to me.
Oh, sure.
This doesn't bother me.
Yeah, I am dying.
I can imagine. My well, blood started to change.
I used to have trees. They're all gone. So, you know, when about 4 o'clock, the sun would start getting low enough, well, now, at 9 o'clock, it's just out. It's just coming straight in.
I'm just saying, I took the master bedroom in the east and west, and there's nothing closing off that gate, blocking it. So what we did today, I had all the blinds
to see what the hell, but I drive live here, not to be able to have my windows open.
Exactly.
And look outside.
Yeah, yeah.
You got one of those little roll it around ones where you just push the thing out your window for your vented.
Yeah. Is it working?
They are amazing.
Really?
What brand is it? Those portable one on wheels? Yes, yeah. Okay.
So last night I bought in 2 fans, so I have 2 windows, and I have the fan right in front of the window coming in to get me.
That wasn't even
right. Oh, I just need you guys to do an application so you're covered. Yes.
We were with the group for 20 minutes. There's 7.
So they keep I showed it in my thing.
We're covered in
So you can talk to them.
Yeah.
So
I need a
drink.
I need a drink of beer.
That's where we're going.
Snap another piece.
Because she's a trustee. And we want
she's also a private
citizen. You're talking to her. Of course. But they, you're not going to.
You're wrong.
My dad, I wish they should stop that.